The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone and welcome to our meditation session. And we are coming to the end of the week where we're focusing on the teachings on the five groupings, areas that we tend to cling to. Some people say these are the five ways of grouping, the ways humans cling, what humans cling to. And which is a fascinating idea. And the last one is people cling to consciousness. At least that's the English way of translating vijnana, the Pali word. And for now, I want to say two things about it as we meditate. One is to highlight the miracle of being conscious, miracle of knowing what's happening in the present moment. It's possible to know something that we are remembering, and we can be lost in the memory. But to really know, oh, this is memory. To really know, this is thinking. To really know, this is a feeling. This is a sensation. This is a thought. To know it with some clarity is a miracle. How did we, you know, evolution lead us to this kind of clear kind of capacity to know something? And in mindfulness practice, what we know is what is obvious. To be searching and clinging, searching and stretching and analyzing for what's really happening is not the path of mindfulness. The path of mindfulness is to appreciate the simple capacity to know what's obvious. It's almost like the capacity to know that happens independent of our volition. If we are relaxed at ease, if we're stable and centered here and now, what a phenomenal thing to be conscious, to be knowing what's happening, and to watch the arising of that knowing in the present moment happen in a certain kind of way, effortlessly. It's a wonderful thing. And then for that knowing to be wise, to that knowing to see clearly what's there and not be fooled by it into clinging to it or holding on to it. An ancient analogy is someone has a counterfeit coin. Someone tries to give a counterfeit coin to pay for something, and the merchant sees it as, you know, recognizes it as a coin, really sees it as a coin, but sees it as a counterfeit coin. Oh, this is not, you know, real. This is not to be accepted. So it isn't that things are not real, but the clear cognizance that, oh, this is not something to cling to. So it's a kind of higher order concept, understanding, recognition of what's happening that involves some clarity. Oh, it's kind of like it's aware of itself. It's knowing that knows that it's knowing. And it's knowing that has enough wisdom in it to either cling to what we're knowing, not enough wisdom, so it clings, or wisdom, so it doesn't cling. So how is it for you to be knowing your experience? Can it be obvious, the obvious? Can it be simple, relaxed? And in the knowing, can there be a sense, a feeling, an intuition that in the present you're knowing, this is knowing. Whatever it is you know, you kind of know this is knowing. Like you're walking and you know this, I'm walking now. And then is there wisdom or a lack of wisdom in that knowing? The lack of wisdom is that which, when knowing, is reactive. With wisdom, it's knowing which doesn't react, doesn't cling, doesn't resist, just knows. Knows better than to cling. So, taking a long, deep breath. And maybe a deep inhale. And as you exhale, maybe an audible, ah. Here you are. Ah. Gently close your eyes. And feel the sensations of your body. Each sensation you experience is evidence of life, evidence of the animated force of life, vitality. And here you are, maybe the whole field of the body, feeling it for a few moments, the whole vitality as it appears, the whole shimmering, vibrating, pulsing body. Knowing the animated quality of the body. As you exhale, to relax the shoulders, soften into the torso. Relaxing the hands and the arms, the fingers. Relaxing the belly, settling in the whole lower torso, releasing, on the exhale, softening in the face, the eyes, cheeks, the jaw, as if the muscles can relax away from the skull and gently be held by this sack of skin. In relaxing the thinking mind, maybe first by thinking more slowly, calmly, and maybe also by relaxing any tension, pressure in the thinking mind. And then to find something in your body that's relatively neutral to be aware of, some sensation like breathing or anything else. And feel it. Know it in an obvious way. No need to analyze it or figure it out. Just the simplest knowing of breathing, of sensation. And maybe just lightly, a marveling at the capacity to know. And as you know the breathing, really know it, can you also know that it's not something to cling to grasp at, to be reactive to? It just can be known. Where there's no effort to know, it's that simple. It's more like attention opens a window in the mind in the direction of breathing. And the breathing is evident. If your mind wanders off in thought, when you first wander off, when you first notice that you're wandered off, be content to know it, obviously. Just know this is thinking, and marvel at the capacity to know. Marvel before reacting or clinging, judging, just knowing. And then open the curtains in the mind to allow yourself to experience breathing again. And what is the obvious experience of breathing, which the mind knows, where the knowing is not effortful? But there's a marvel at the fact that there is knowing. The moments of knowing come and go. We know one thing, and then we know its next thing, and then something else. We know one thing, and then we find ourselves knowing it again, a second time and a third time. A relaxed mind that's present knows. Very simple. Maybe the simplest knowing possible. And we know that we know. The simple knowing of what's happening. Can be kind of like beginning to slip as you walk across the floor and then you catch yourself. Maybe a wet spot and you, not a dramatic slip, but just enough, you catch yourself. So you find yourself slipping into thoughts and reactions. And the knowing is the catching oneself. Oh, this is what's happening. Without then getting involved in knowing or adding to the knowing, just the simplest knowing. And as we come to the end of this sitting, how simple can you allow there to be a moment of knowing? If you don't need to know anything in particular, what's happening? What's the direct experience of the moment now? What's really present that you can know in very simply, without being for or against it, without needing to think about it. Just know. And can that knowing, that simplicity of knowing, be a medium for knowing another person where another person is allowed to be who they are. Our knowing does not interfere with them, does not see them through the filter of our history, our memory, our ideas, just the simplest knowing of a person. It can be a gift to know without interfering with others, without judging them or needing them to be different, without fearing them, just knowing. The gift is the gift of allowing them to be who they are. It's a kind of a gift of freedom, of peace. Maybe people will not recognize the gift, but you will. May it be that this practice we do is a practice that allows us to give the gift of kindness, freedom, peace, safety to others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free. And may this practice of ours contribute to the welfare and happiness of others.